ABC News, I'm Lionel Moise. A suspect now in custody after a mass shooting at a medical center in Atlanta. ABC's Steve Osunsame.
The first bullets tore through the busy lunch hour in Midtown Atlanta.
They're now advising the active shooter, person shot.
It was right outside the reception desk of a doctor's office and into the waiting room.
They're advising a female shot. She's seriously bleeding, shot in the side and the back.
People had to choose between running for their lives and helping the wounded. All of them women. One who was 39 years old died. Four others were rushed to the hospital.
That victim has been identified as Amy St. Pierre, a young child killed in a shooting in Newark, New Jersey.
Sources say as authorities are responding to the home, an armed man on Elizabeth Avenue near Watson Avenue approached police. Newark cops then shot that armed man. He later died. When authorities entered the home, they found the 7-year-old dead and a man critically injured. A fourth gunshot victim went to Beth Israel Hospital.
ABC's Sifon Kim. This is ABC News. Families waiting years for public housing.
There are cities across the country that are trying to come up with solutions. In Philadelphia, for instance, they've come up with a pilot program. They randomly select applicants who are on the Philadelphia Housing Authority wait list, and they give them a monthly stipend calculated to bridge the gap between their income and housing expenses.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos. In Michigan, three Nigerian men charged in an online sextortion case involving hundreds of victims. Officials say they posed as a girl on Instagram and convinced people to send new pictures. One of the alleged victims, 17-year-old Jordan DeMay, who took his own life last year, his mother, Jennifer Buda.
We wanted everyone to be aware about sextortion and have those tough conversations with their families. So if it did happen to them, they knew to talk to someone.
If you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, free confidential help is available 24 hours a day. Call or text the National Lifeline at 988. Lionel Moise, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.